弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, friends, brothers and sisters.
上周在同工会的时候，弟兄姐妹们决定不发杯子。
There's a decision made in our co-workers meeting that we will no longer provide the styrofoam cups.
让我能够使用上我们家里面的这个保温杯。
And now I can use thermos cup.
又保温又保凉。
It keeps the cold and it keeps the warmth.
早上放点冰块，到晚上还有冰块在里面。
So in the morning I can put some ice cubes, and later in the evening the ice cubes are still there, hasn't melted.
这个就留给我们外勤的讲员。
So these little bottles will be reserved for our guest speakers that we invite.
还有忘记带水壶的翻译弟兄。
And for the translator that forgot his cup.
我们今天讲到约翰一书的最后。
This morning we will continue with the last part of 1 John.
约翰一书真的是一个很宝贵的一卷书。
This is indeed a very precious book.
我相信你们过去这几个月在听的时候都能够在神的面前学习到。
And after a couple of months as we were going through this book, hopefully,all of us have learned something from this book.
我可以说对我自己个人来说，我在准备讲章和在这个圣经里面学习的时候，我知道神有对我许多的启发。
Definitely for myself, personally, as I was preparing for these messages, God really spoke to me.
约翰在约翰一书里面把神所赐给他所爱的人的心意表达得很清楚。
And God used John to reveal his heart through John.
他告诉我们，作为一个神的儿女，真正得救的人，生命当中身上会有些什么记号。
And what are the marks of a true Christian?
其中一个就是能够有从神那边来的爱。
And one of those marks is the love that comes from God in them.
然后怎么样能够实际的在我们的生活当中用神来的爱来在教会里面彼此相爱，并且在这个世界上面，在我们家庭生活当中能够有爱的展现。
And with that love, how do we show it amongst the people in our family or the people that are around us?
也让我们看见一个属于神的儿女，是因为有圣灵内住在我们的生命里面，所以我们呈现出来的生命就是丰富的。
And those of us that are saved because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the life that we have is an abundant life.
因为我们是神的儿女，有圣灵的内住，所以我们能够分辨真假。
And because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can discern what is true and what is false.
什么是从神的圣灵而来的真理，什么是从邪灵或人的灵所出来的歪理，我们能够分辨出来。
And we can discern the truth that comes from the Holy Spirit.And the falsehood that comes from either man or evil spirits.
约翰福音，我们现在进入到第五章，也就是这卷书信的末尾了。
And then as we enter into chapter 5, which is close to the end of the book.
可是约翰并没有好像慢下脚步来，然后准备收尾，他是不断不断的，好像是这个一个波浪又跟着一个波浪的，把神的真理这样向我们传讲过来。
But it doesn't seem like John has slowed down. He continues with these truths just like a wave after wave.
今天我们看的这三节经文，短短的三节经文。
And as we look at the three short verses today,
是神给我们一个极大的、极宝贵的一个应许。
And it's a great promise of God that God has for us.
是什么？
And what is that?
是神应许给我们属他的人。如果我们向他求，我们就必得到的祷告。
And it's God's promise to his people that he will answer the prayers that we ask of him.
我们喜欢对神祷告，然后让神应允我们的祈求吗？
We like to pray to God and
Do we want God to hear our prayer and answer our prayers?当我们向神祷告的时候，我们一般就是因为我们有需要，所以我们向神祷告，是不是？
And oftentimes we pray to God is because we have a particular need.
那我们向神祷告的目的是因为我们希望他能够听我们的祷告。
And the purpose of us praying is so that we hope that he can hear our prayers.
但是我们不要只是，我们不是只是希望神听见我们的祷告，我们要神答应我们的祷告。
We don't want God just to hear our prayers, we want God to answer our prayers.
我们要神能够成就我们的祈求。
And we hope that he fulfill what we ask.
那我们来读今天的这三节经文。
So let us read these three verses.
约翰一书第五章十三到十五节。
First John chapter 5 verse 13 to 15.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们若照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you're a God that loves us.
你借着主耶稣基督拯救了我们。
And through our Lord Jesus, you saved us.
你让我们认识你。
And you allowed us to know you.
你让我们的罪得赦免。
And you saved us from our sin.
使我们能够亲近你。
So that we can draw near to you.
使我们能够真正明白生命的意义。
So that we can truly understand the meaning and purpose of life.
生命那高贵的价值。
And the precious value of life.
还有生命里面所能够得到的丰富。
And the abundant life that we can have.
今天当我们展开你的话语的时候。
And as we open up your scripture.
求主你的圣灵使用你的话语来教导我们。
And may the Holy Spirit use your words to teach us.
带领我们能够更认识你。
And to lead us and guide us so that we can know you even more.
更亲近你。
And to draw even closer to you.
更多的经历你。
And to experience you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 盼望我们对神的祷告能够被神听见并且应允，是我们一般人的心态。
Usually our motive is that when we pray to God that he hears us.
这是我们心中的一种盼望。
That is a hope that we have.
可是同时却也是在我们实际生活里面可能最拿捏不住的 一部分。
But at the same time, it's also a something that is hard to grasp.
虽然我们是以这样子的心态去向神求，但是却在我们真正的经历里面，我们觉得祷告是祷告了，神应不应允，我完全没有把握。
So we have that knowledge, but in our practical life, sometimes when we pray, we're not confident or sure that it will happen.
因为我们觉得在我们过去的祷告当中，好像有的时候神答应了，可是好像有时候神好像不答应。
Because through our experience in prayer, sometimes he answers and sometimes he doesn't.
所以时间久了以后，我们就觉得这个完全是摸不着、测不透的事情。
So time after time, it's as if it's something that we can't grasp.
可是今天我们看到的经文
，But today in the passage that we looked at,
神在第十四、十五节里面讲得很清楚。
And God is very clear in verse 14 and 15.
他说他听我们的祷告。
And he says he hears us.
然后十五节就说既然他听我们所求的，那在我们所求的事物之上无不得着。
And if we know that he hears us and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him.
换句话说，神在这边所给我们的应许就是一个属神的人，他的祷告是有求必得的祷告。
So in other words, those that belong to him, if you ask, you will receive. And if you pray, those prayers would be answered.
那为什么神的话语和他的应许跟我们实际上面的经验或者说我们的观念里面有这样的一个区别呢？
So why is there a gap in our knowledge and in our practical life in regards to prayer?
一般当我们想到要祷告的时候
Because oftentimes when we think that we need to pray,
我们想到要跟神祷告的时候是因为我们有需要。
And usually when we think that we need to pray to God is because we have a request or a need.
而我们的需要是从我们个人的层面来看我们觉得对我们好的事情。
And our need is usually from our perspective, things that would benefit us.
然后呢是觉得在我们的掌控之外的事情。
And it's things out of our control.
如果你银行里面有100块
If you have $100 in your bank account,
你想要去领20块
And you want to take out $20,
你要不要跟神祷告
Do you need to pray to God?
你不会你有人笑了因为你不觉得你需要跟神祷告啊
Some of you are laughing because you think that there's no need to pray.
银行我就过去了 ATM 卡插一下20块出来
Because I'll just go to the ATM insert my debit card and I'll get $20.
但是你如果银行里面100块
But if you have $100 in your bank account
你想要去领200块出来
And you want to take out $200
你祷告吗
Do you pray?
Yes.有人也笑了，不知道这个祷告应不应该祷告。
Some other people are laughing and might seem that, oh, is that a good prayer?
可是你需要200块钱，不然你房租付不下，付出来怎么办？
But you may need this $200 for rent.
因为觉得说这是不可能的事情，我不应该向神求。
Because you think that this is something that is impossible, I shouldn't pray to God about this.
神不会帮我印钞票。
God's not going to print currency for us.
可是我们就讲到这个祷告的心态是我们在神的面前将我们自己认为我们需要的可是在我们掌控之外的事情向他求。
But the motivation is that we pray to him because there is a need and it's out of our control.
但是因为在我们的掌控之外所以我们就不知道到底能不能成就。
Because it's out of our control, we don't know if it will be answered.
可是你这样子的一个祷告心态
But you know that when you have that type of motive or heart when you pray.
一个不认识耶稣的人同样有这样的祷告啊。
Someone that doesn't know Jesus also pray in the same way.
一个信别的宗教，一个信偶像的人也是这样跟他们的偶像祷告啊。
It'll be similar as someone that worships idols. They also pray to the idol the same way.
那不信神的人，当他们有需要，可是在他们掌控之外的时候，他们就说：今天若有一个神，天哪，你就帮我一下。
And those of that people that don't believe in God, they may, when they come into a need, they may just ask help from a higher being, whoever it may be, to help.
所以这里讲到的就是一个人对神的信心。
So this is talking about the faith that a person has in God.
我们到底对神的认识有多少？
How well do you know God?
有些人信神，做基督徒。
So some people believe in God and they're Christians.
但是对他们来说，这个信仰只是一种理论、理念。
But to them, it's just a religion or an idea.
或者说是一种好像生活层面上面的一种哲学。
Or a life philosophy.
那这种事情呢，就比较虚无缥缈了，比较抽象 abstract.
So it's very abstract.
哦，是一种理念，是一种理想。
So it's an ideology.
也就是说在我们的实际生活的层面好像就没有 连带关系。
So, you can say that there's no connection between our practical life.
我有一个宗教信仰。
I have a religion.
这对我来说让我的整个人的性格好像有一点沉淀。
Then it gives my character a foundation.
或者说呢，在我的品德上面，让我能够有一种优越感，或者是能够有一种提升。
Or it elevates my morality.
可是这个跟我实际生活上面没有关系。
But it has nothing to do with my practical life.
那用这样子的人，所谓的信徒或基督徒，当他在祷告的时候，他祷告的目的是什么呢？
So when a person like this prays, then what is the motivation behind the prayer?
And some people, they practice meditation. 他说我对这个好像一个神的这种意识形态好像做一种交流。
So it seems like during the meditation, you are communicating with this with God.
啊，能够让我心里面的杂念能够除去，让我看事情能够看得清楚。
So it can rid of all the inner distractions so that I can see clearly.
那当我对这样的一个个体在表达出我心里面的意愿的时候，我也不知道这个个体会对我所做有什么样的一个回应。
So when I communicate this way into this higher being, I don't know if he'll respond or not.
有些人做基督徒是这样子的 做法。
There are some Christians that do such a thing.
可是同样的这样子的祷告，
But similarly, this type of prayer,
问题仍然是出于他的信心。
The question is their faith.
这个问题仍然是出于他到底对神的认识有多少。
So the issue is how well do they know God personally?
当我们是用这两种心态，也就是一般的这种心态来到神面前的时候，我们就不知道神能不能听我们的祷告，我们就不知道他会不会应允我们的祷告。
So if you approach God in this manner in prayer, then you will not be confident or you won't be sure if he'll answer or not.
那很有意思的一件事情。
But what's interesting is,
约翰对当时的信徒所讲的话
The words spoken by John to the believers during that time
对我们今天来讲仍然是有效的
is effective to us today
在时间空间上面在初代的教会的信徒跟我们是有距离的
But of course time and spacethere is a distance between the people back then and to us today.
可是你知道吗？在人性上面是没有分别的。
But there is no difference in the character.
Yeah. There is no difference in the way that a human being is. 人类所追求的
What man seeks after
是我们物质上面的需要
is our physical needs.
是我们心灵上面的这个满足
is a fulfillment of this of the the spirit.
从甚至从一个角度来说，是我们对我们个人一种人的这种品格的这种骄傲。It's a pursuit that all men have is in a sense a selfish pride that we need to have in ourselves.是我们认为我们要在这个世界上面，我们需要有一种好像优越感。
So it's as if in this world you need to have a type of satisfaction.
我们不但是追求这个世界上面物质上面的享受。
We seek after the comforts of this world.
我们要追求这个世界上面的知识上面的提高。
And we want to elevate our knowledge.
我们对我们的人格的这个品质，我们希望我们是越升越这个越升越高的。
And we want to raise our lifestyle or our living condition.
那因为我们有这样子的一个追求，当我们来到教会当中，虽然我们说我们认识神，可是我们对这个所谓的信仰上面的追求，仍然常常是从人的层面、自我的层面、人类的骄傲的这个方式去认识神。
Too long.
So even as we enter into the church, even as we say we belong to God, we're pursuing a faith, yet the way that we are pursuing that, it's still from a selfish standpoint. It is still for our own pride. And that is the way that we're pursuing God. 因为有这样的情形，所以约翰当时就跟信徒们说。
So because of that condition, John spoke to the believers back then.
他十三节就说，我把这些话写给你们，是信奉神儿子之名的人。
That's why in verse 13 he says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
他写什么？
What did he say?
上周刘长老跟我们分享的。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神是创造宇宙万物的神。
God is a God that created the universe.
他是有无限丰富的神。
He is a God that is unlimited in resources.
他已经将他独一的儿子赐给了我们。
He already gave us his one and only son.
神降世为人，成为人的样式，然后背负我们的罪。
So God came down in the human flesh and took on our sins.
为了我们的罪而死。
And because of our sins, he died, gave up his life.
但是第三日从死里复活。
But on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
所以神能够将他的生命和他的丰富借着我们的信心赐给我们。
So then that his life, his abundant life, can be given to us through faith.
如果神将他最宝贵的儿子赐给了我们，他在这个世界上面，他有什么事情不会给我们呢？
If God has already given us his most precious son to us, what else will he withhold from us?
这是上周刘长老给我们的信息。
That was the message that Pastor Alex gave us last week.
所以约翰说，我已经将这些写给你们了。
So John says, I already wrote these things to you.
因为我要提醒你们，你们是成为神儿女的人，是因为主耶稣基督。
And he's reminding them that because you're a child of God is because of Jesus.
你的身份，今天如果你因为信主耶稣基督是你的救主，你的身份就是神的儿女。
And your identity has changed because you have received Jesus, now you are a son of God.
神是你的父。
And God is your heavenly Father.
主耶稣基督是你生命中的主。
And Jesus is the Lord of your life.
他是掌管你一切的。
And he's in control of everything in your life.
他是供应你一切的。
And he provides for everything.
他是安慰你一切的。
And he comforts you in all things.
他是了解你一切的。
And he understands all that you're going through.
所以如果你认识，你如果是这样子的认识神。
So if you know God in that way,
你的信心如果是建立在主耶稣基督的身上，
and if your faith
当你祷告的时候，你是对一位认识你也爱你也已经为你牺牲过的神祷告。
So when you pray to God, you are praying to someone that loves you and that has sacrificed for you.
他是为你所敬奉、你所敬爱、你所依靠的神。
And he is a God that you love and you trust and youRely on.
它不是一个理念。
It's not just an idea.
它也不是一个你随传随到，你需要帮助的时候从天上下来帮助你的一个神明。
But he's not also someone that just comes when you call.
他是主，他是神。
He is Lord. He is God.
我们是他的儿女，我们是他的子民，我们是他的仆人。
We are his children, his people, and his servant.
可是当我们了解我们跟神之间的关系的时候，
But when we truly understand the relationship we have with God,
当我们了解我们在神的面前所得到那极宝贵、极高贵的身份的时候，
When we understand the identity that we have in Christ,
然后当我们认识神的、认识神、认识他心意的时候，
And when we truly understand him and understand his heart,
我们照着他的心意去求的，他就会听我们的祷告。
And when we pray according to his will, he'll answer us.
当你是这样子认识神的时候，当你是这样依靠神的时候，你就知道他不但要听你的祷告，他并且要应允成就你的祷告。
So when you ask in prayer in that way, he will hear and he will answer.
弟兄姐妹，这个是神极大的一个应许。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's the great promise of God.
而且这是神要赐给你、赐给我的一个应许。
And that is a promise that he has given to us.
神这样子的应许不是只有在约翰一书第五章里面这样说。
And his promise of answered prayer is not only recorded in 1 John.
你知道当我们在读圣经的时候，
You know, when we read the Bible,
当我们在圣经里面神所启示的话语里面，我们看见一而再、再而三的重复一个观念的时候，
And when we look at the scripture and a particular topic is repeated numerous times,
我们就知道这个是神要我们知道的。
Then we know this is a topic that God wants us to know and understand.
我们也知道这个是神不变的心意。
And we know that that is his unchanging heart.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's take a look at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第五到第七节。
5-7.
雅各书1:5-7说：“你们中间若有缺少智慧的，就应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点也不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。”
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
这里神的话说，我们跟神求的时候要有信心。
So here it says that when we ask, we need to ask in faith.
我们不要疑惑。
With no doubting.
然后我们就必得着。
And we will receive.
我们看马太福音21章。
Let us also look at Matthew.
马太福音21:21-22。
Matthew 21:21-22.
这是主耶稣自己的话语。
This is the words from Jesus himself.
主耶稣基督在跟门徒讲这句话的前一天。
And when Jesus spoke these words to his disciples the day prior,
他们经过了一棵无花果树。
They came across a withered fig tree.
A fig tree. 那这个无花果树应该结果却没有结果。
And this fig tree supposed to bear fruit, but did not bear fruit.
所以主耶稣基督就诅咒这棵无花果树说，因为你没有结果，所以从此以后不会有人再 从你这棵树上吃果子了。
So then Jesus cursed the fig tree and says, because you did not bear fruit, you will...Never bear fruit.
结果第二天他们再经过这同样一棵树的时候看见这棵树枯死了。
And the second day as they passed by this fig tree, it was withered.
所以门徒很惊奇这件事情。
So the disciples were very amazed at what happened.
马太福音21:21-22，主耶稣基督这样子回答他们。
And in verse 21 and 22 here in Matthew, Jesus answered them.
他说，我告诉你们，你们若有信心不疑惑，不但能行无花果树所行的事，就是对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，也必成就。你们祷告，无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。
And Jesus answered them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen.And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith.
我们再看旧约的诗篇。
Let's also take a look at the Old Testament.
诗篇37篇。第4节。
Psalm 37:4.
诗篇37篇第4节说，又要以耶和华为乐。他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
不但是约翰这样子告诉我们。
Not only did John say this to us,
雅各这样子告诉我们。
James has also said this to us.
主耶稣基督亲口对他的门徒，今天也对我们如此的应许。
Our Lord Jesus himself said that to his disciples and also is saying to us today.
在旧约的圣经里面，神所启示给世人所说的同样的是这个道理。
And in the Old Testament, the psalmist says the same thing.
你心中所想的，你心中所求的，你只要信，你只要不去疑惑，你就可以得到。
Whatever you...Desire in your heart and seek, as long as you ask it in faith, you will receive.
听起来这个道理好像很容易明白。
It seems like an easy idea.
可是你当然会问那实际的执行起来怎么执行得了
？Well, then you may ask, well, how do I practice that in everyday life?
很多人知道我们家五个孩子。
A lot of you know that I have 5 children.
但是我们本来从来就没有要过五个孩子。
But we've never asked for 5.
我知道你们笑，你说你不要，你怎么会有啊
？So you might be questioning, well, if you didn't ask, how we have?
今天老有人跟我们说，我们本来不要生这个孩子的。
老友。
Oftentimes
they'll ask
people tell us.
They'll tell us, well,
yeah. Oftentimes I hear people say, well, this is not a child that we actually wanted.
那我心里面总是纳闷, 你如果不要的话, 怎么可能有? 是不是?
So then I question, like, how come, if you didn't ask, how can you have?
I mean, if you really didn't want a child, how is it that the child came about? That's not possible, right? 可是我们真的是不要五个孩子,
but in reality, I didn't really want five children, but I received five children.
我们本来只要四个孩子。
We only wanted four.
这个故事你们有些人知道。
So some of you know the story.
我们生了老三之后,
so after our third child,
我觉得是蛮不错的够了。
I thought it was enough. It was good. It was good.
那过了几年啊, 过了一两年, Cindy就说,
then after several years, Cindy says,
你看老大老二两个姐妹在一起多好,
you see our first and second, they're all, they're such good sisters to each other.
我看这个老三男孩子,
but I see our third son,
如果他成长过程当中就这两个女孩在那边凌霸他,
so as they're growing up, you see the first two sisters abusing him. Or bullying him. Yeah.
这个男孩子的这个人格啊, 成长可能会受影响。
So that might affect his development as a boy.
他说如果他有一个兄弟多好,
it would be so nice if he had a little brother. And they can grow up together.
然后呢, 可以长得像一个男孩, 然后最后能够长得像一个男人,
and then grow up to be like a man.
太好了,
that would be great.
我说三个孩子已经蛮累的, 你真的还要第四个吗?
And I said, it's already pretty tiring to have three. Are you sure you want a fourth?
她说我觉得这样是最好的。
But she says, I think that's the best.
两女两男, 刚好他们各个有两对, 这样他们可以一起去有伴。
Two boys and two girls, and both pairs, they all have their own companion.
她当时没有告诉我这是她在神面前的一个祈求。
So during that time, she didn't tell me that that was actually a request that she presented to God.
后来怀了第四胎了。
So then we were pregnant with the fourth.
那你们知道吗? 因为你们认识我那第四胎的孩子。
Of course, you guys all know.
不是一个男孩。
The fourth is not a boy.
第四胎不是一个男孩。
It's not a boy.
是两个女孩。
It's actually two girls.
还是双生的女孩。
And they're twins, twin girls.
当我们 在这个医生那里发现是两个女孩的时候,
so when we found out from the doctor that it was twin girls,
Cindy这个心里面的打击非常非常的大,
and it was a big impact to Cindy.
我凭着信心在神的面前祈求,
I presented this request to God in faith.
我心里面照着圣经上面所说的一点也不疑惑,
and according to the scripture, I presented it without doubting.
我跟神求我要一个男孩,
I asked God for a boy.
也不是为了我, 是为了那个我的第三个老三, 他能够有个伴。
And it wasn't for myself, it was for my son.
那神啊, 你怎么, 这个回答也回答得太, 这个, 怎么讲, 也, 太明显了嘛。
And this answer is, this answered prayer is something that is, 明显,
it's too obvious,
too obvious,
right? 你求的就是不是我要给的。
And it's so obvious that you have answered, or given me something that I didn't ask for.
要不然不怀, 怀不上也没关系。
Or maybe it would have been better if we couldn't have this fourth child.
或者怀了一个女孩, 那也是一个答案。
Or have another girl would have been a better answer.
如果双胞胎是男孩, 好像也是祷告一半被应允，对不对?
Or if we had twin boys, that would have been half answered prayer.
可是神就说, 你要一个男孩。
But God says, well, you wanted a boy.
但是我给你两个女孩。
But I gave you two girls.
这就是为什么我们不要五个孩子，却有五个孩子的这个故事。
So that's the story of not wanting five children, but having five children.
可是这个时候，我们对神话语的认识，跟我们心里面的盼望，和我们实际的经历，我们就要去在神的面前，我们就要去调整了，对不对？
So then, because of this situation, we need to adjust what we're going through and also the understanding of God's word.
我照我的意思，我照我的认识。 去以信心不疑惑地向神求。
So according to the scripture, I presented my request to God and believed in my heart with faith without doubting.
但是却没有得到我所求的。
But I didn't receive what I asked for.
那问题在哪里呢?
Well then, where's the issue?
是神有问题吗?
Is the issue with God?
是圣经有问题吗?
Is the issue with God's word?
还是我有问题?
Or is it my own issue?
当然神不会有问题的。
Of course, God, the issue was not with God.
神的话是真理, 当然不可能是他有问题的。
And it's not with God's word because it's truth.
所以问题是在我们身上。
So the issue is with us.
表示我不了解什么样叫做用信心去祷告。
So what that means is I did not fully understand what it means to pray in faith.
表示我以为我所有的信心和我所没有的疑惑不是神要我去了解明白的。
So my own understanding of what it means to pray in faith without doubting is not the same as John chapter 5, here it says to pray in His will. So in our circumstance, I didn't really understand what it means to pray in His will.
所谓的要有信心,不要疑惑,不是让我们去针对我们要的那件事情上面有信心不疑惑。
So having faith without doubting in prayer is not the...
Having faith and having no doubt is not focusing your faith and belief on the things that you're praying for. 有信心不疑惑。我为什么刚刚读了那么多经文？因为圣经上面告诉我们说，这个有信心不疑惑是要在主耶稣基督的身上。So
why did I read so many passages regarding praying in faith without doubting? Because having that faith without doubting is focusing on Jesus.
当你对主耶稣基督，当你对神能够有这样子实际的依赖、信心，你不疑惑神在你生命当中的这个地位和他所能做的事情。 When you have faith and you do not doubt of who Jesus is in your life, you have faith and you do not doubt who God is in your life and what He can do. 那这个呈现出来的是你跟神之间的关系。
So if you do it in that way, then what that manifests is the relationship between you and God.
是你了解明白神,
is that you truly understand God.
祷告能够得应允。
Praying and having your answered prayers answered.
当我们能够去经历到有求必得的祷告的时候,
when you can experience answered prayers,
这不是说我得到了好多好处，我从神那边得到了很多祝福，我太感谢神，我的生命太宝贵了。That
is not just receiving the blessings and that having all the joy of these blessings from God.
当我们真正的去经历到有求必得的祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹。
So when you experience the great promise of answered prayers,
是让我们实际的去认识了。 那位爱我们的神，我们跟他之间的关系是变得很亲密的。It
is to experience that close relationship between you and God.
当一个职员新进一个公司的时候，When
a new employee goes to a new company,
看见公司上面有一些这个营运上面的这个方面需要改善，And
he sees that there's a lot of things that need to be changed.
他就开始提出一些计划，要怎么样子改善营运，或者是增加这个公司的效率。So
then he presents new ideas of how to be more efficient or more effective.
可是每次你的这个计划你一递上去的时候，就被公司上层阶级砍掉。But
every time you present these new ideas, you get shot down by management.
可是这个新的这个职员呢？ 慢慢慢慢认识了解到这个公司的这个大方向。
But then this new employee slowly understands the vision and the strategy of the company.
你开始了解这个公司运作的主旨和它的目的。
So then you start to, this new employee starts to understand the mission statement and the vision of the company.
你开始对你公司里面的同事和你的这些领导他们的心里面的想法和做事情的态度，你开始揣摩到他们的心意了。
And then you start to get familiar with the vision and the purpose of the management and then how your colleagues work together.
你就知道什么东西你该上层，什么东西就不用提出来了。
Then you'll understand what you can bring up and what you should not bring up.
因为你跟公司之间的这个认识和这个关系变亲密了。
Because now you have a better relationship with the company.
孩子在我们家中，这个孩子在我们家里面成长。
So as our children grow up in the family,
爸爸爸爸，我要去看这个看那个。
Daddy, daddy, I want to go see this and that.
爸爸爸爸，我要吃这个，我要吃那个。
Daddy, I want to go eat this or that.
他慢慢会了解，他不是每次要吃冰淇淋，他就有冰淇淋。
Then he'll understand that.It's not every time he wants ice cream, he'll get ice cream.
他一开始对我跟我不认识的时候，他老要冰淇淋。
So when he first, when he doesn't know me as well, then he'll constantly ask me for ice cream.
但是慢慢跟我认识了以后
，But then after knowing me,
他知道大概一个礼拜问一次可以得到。
Then he'll know that maybe if he asks once a week, he'll receive it.
其他六天他就不用问了。
Then the other six days, there's no need to ask.
他是彼此认识。
But it's because that now there's a full understanding of each other.
夫妻之间也是这样子啊。
It's the same way in a marriage.
我认识有丈夫老跟太太说他要买摩托车。
I know husbands that request motorcycles from their wife all the time.
我看你们当中肯定有些人是这样的。
I see maybe there's some of you in our midst that wants a motorcycle.
约会的时候常讲以后就想要买一个摩托车。
So while they're dating, they may often talk about motorcycles.
是我的梦想。
That is my dream.
那结婚一年以后常提出来。
And often bring it up after one year of marriage.
结婚第二年常常提出来。
And after the second year.
结果生了一个孩子。
Then after having their first child.
可是呢，你就发现第三年、第四年好像就问的少一点了。
Then you'll see that after the third or fourth year, it doesn't come up as much.
可能十年之后，他就让他的这个梦想破灭。
Then maybe after 10 years, then they'll just throw away this dream.
因为太太从来就没有这个批准过。
Because the wife never approved.
你现在是我的老公了，你有责任啊。
Because now you're my husband, you have responsibilities.
你家里面有孩子，你去骑个车，你倒了，人不回来，我怎么办啊？
Now that you have a child, what if you get into accident? What happened to us?
原来我是娶了一个这样子的好太太。
Oh, actually, I have a good wife.
所以呢，我们关系认识了，我懂得他的心意，我就不用问了。
Because after we've established a good relationship and I understand her heart, there's no need for me to bring it up anymore.
那当然了，我们对我们的配偶有了认识，感情更亲密的时候，我们知道我们什么东西问的时候，他会批准。
And after you get to know someone better, then you'll know what to bring up and then what they'll approve of.
他不但批准，而且他是极力的支持。
Not only will they approve, but they fully support it.
弟兄姐妹，这是讲到关系。
This is talking about relationship.
这就是为什么当一个基督徒开始了解并且经历到我的祷告，我对神的祷告是有求必得的时候，你会发现原来我跟神的关系是大大的越近了一步。
So when you start experiencing answered prayers, you'll start to realize, well, that's because my relationship with God is that much more intimate.
我因为认识了神，了解他的心意，我有他的话语在我的心中，我敢向他求，并且我知道有求必得。
It is because I know God and I've experienced Him and I start to understand His will and through the word I can experience. But of course, during this process, you need to learn.
我们的信心要成长。
And our faith needs to grow.
我们对在神面前的祈求，我们开始学习怎么样子说神啊，这是你的旨意，说一点不疑惑的向你求。
Because then we will know this is God's will, then we will pray in faith without doubting.
但是在认识神的这个过程当中，我们有时候揣摩到他的心意，有时候没有揣摩到他的心意。
But during this process of getting to know him and growing in our faith, sometimes we will understand his will and sometimes we won't.
可是慢慢慢慢我们会发现，我们呈现在神面前的祷告是越来越多，而且看见我们所祷告所祈求的是越来越被神应允。
But as we grow, the more prayers that we offer up, the more they will be answered because we will be in His, these prayers will be in His will.
所以有在我们对神的祷告上面，有一些情形是让我们没有办法让神听见我们祷告的，我们需要注意。
So we need to be aware of there are certain situations where our prayers that are offered up cannot reach God.
第一，当我们在祷告的时候，我们是为了自己而祷告，还是为了神的荣耀祷告？
So, when we are praying, are we praying for ourselves, or are we praying to glorify His name?
我是因为要满足我自己的欲望而向神祷告，还是因为我要让神在我身上的旨意能够得，这个能够成就而去祷告？
Are we praying for the fulfillment of our own desires, or is, are we praying for that His will be fulfilled in our lives.
我们看雅各书第四章二和三节。
Let us take a look at James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
雅各书四章二和三节说，第三节，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
雅各书第四章第三节。
That's James chapter 4, verse 3.
向神求的时候，我们是妄求。
When we ask of God, we are asking wrongly.
我们不是要求神的旨意，我们要求我们自己的欲望的满足。
We are not asking for according to His will, but we're asking to spend it on our own passions.
从另外一个角度来说，这是我们对神没有信心的一个态度。
So in other words, well, that's an attitude of us not having enough faith in God.
我们看彼得一书，彼得前书第三章第七节。
Let us take a look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们祷告没有阻碍。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在神所命定我们的人际关系当中的时候，没有照着神的心意去过的时候，我们的祷告会受阻碍的。
So, when we are dealing with relationships not in how God intended, then our prayers will be hindered.
神要应允我们的祷告。
God wants to answer our prayers.
神要听我们的祷告。
And God wants to hear our prayers.
可是当我们在我们的家庭生活，夫妻之间，或父母跟孩子之间，或者是同事之间，教会里面弟兄之间，我们有纷争，我们没有爱的呈现，然后我们不荣耀神的名的时候。
But if there's a conflict within the family, or conflict within the relationship at work, or between brothers and sisters at church, not glorifying God's name,
那我们的祷告神就不听。
Then God will not hear our prayers.
我们的祷告没有办法达到神的面前。
Our prayers will not reach God.
因为我们的罪遮盖了我们跟神之间的这个敞开的桥梁。
Because our sin has blocked our connection to God.
为什么我们回到约翰一书第五章第十五节那边说，我们能够在神的面前这样子祷告，第十四节说，我们是有这样子一颗坦然无惧的心，能够来到他的面前祈求，知道他必垂听吗？
That's why when we go back to 1 John chapter 5, do we have confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything, he will hear us?
为什么我们能够坦然无惧？
Why is it that we can have confidence?
记得几周前刘长老跟我们分享那段经文，在爱里没有惧怕。
Do you remember several weeks ago when Pastor Alex shared with us, in love there is no fear.
如果我们有神的爱，他牺牲怜悯赦罪的爱。
If we have God's sacrificial love,
那我们来到神面前的时候，我们就不会胆这个，我们就不会害怕他对我们罪的惩治。
And when we approach God, we will not be fearful of His condemnation.
可是当我们在生命当中为了自己的私欲，
But in our life, because of our own passions,
我们在神的面前犯罪。
And we sin before God.
若是我们因为自己在家庭当中夫妻之间的这个呈现，丈夫不像丈夫，妻子不像妻子的时候，我们在神的面前我们是有罪的。
Or in the relationships that we have, if I'm not playing the role of a good husband or a wife how God intended, then we have
to do it.
Because we're not doing things in accordance to God's will.
那当我们来到神面前的时候，这个是他审判台啊。
So that when we come before God, that is this judgment table.
那就不是施恩的宝座了。
Then it's not the throne of grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我们要了解我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们祷告的对象是谁。
So, when we come to pray before God, we need to realize who we are praying to.
我们要知道我们跟他之间的关系是什么。
We have to understand the relationship that we have.
这就是为什么约翰一书这么宝贵，因为在第一章里面就告诉我们，我们不是没有罪，但是神是信实，是公义的。只要我们认我们的罪，他必赦免我们的罪。
That's why the book of 1 John is so precious, because in chapter 1, he says that God is a faithful and just God, that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us of all and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
因为他的信实，因为他的赦罪，今天我能够坦然无惧的到神的面前，以无罪之身向他祈求。
Because of his mercy that I can come before him because my sins have already been forgiven, I can come to him and approach him confidently.
我可以说，主啊，我现在因为认识你的话语，因为我在生命当中的经历，我已经了解你的心意，我现在照着你的心意祈求，求你垂听，求你应允。
Because as I approach him now, I can say that I understand your will, I know your will, and now when I pray in your will, I know that you will answer.
让我能够有这样子的信心，一点不疑惑的知道我所求的我必得着。
Let me have that full confidence to pray in faith without doubting that whatever I ask, you will answer.
我30岁的时候结婚。
I was married at 30 years old.
对一些人来讲30岁结婚蛮晚的。
To some people, 30 might be a little late.
不过以今天的社会来讲30岁好像结婚太早了。
Actually, in today's age, that might be a little early.
我30岁结婚不是因为我要在30岁结婚。
And I was married at 30, not because I wanted to.
那是因为在30岁之前没认识 Cindy.
That is because before 30, I didn't meet Cindy yet.
今天很多人会觉得说，读完书。
Today, a lot of people say, after you're finished with school, studies.
一般性、大众性的一个智慧会这样说。
In a general
conventional
wisdom,
读完书
after your studies,
你要好好的这个培养，找到一个好的事业。
So then you need to start your career.
要有一点成就
and have some success.
要有一台车
and you need a car.
要有个房
and a house.
然后可能希望这个大学的这个贷款也能够差不多付清。
And of course that you're pretty much done with your student loans.
然后呢，可以开始去找个对象，开始组织一个家庭。
Then you can start finding a mate and start a family.
那对我来说，这当初并不是我的一个这个方向。
But that was not my direction or focus at the time.
我事实上一直知道说神会赐给我一个配偶。
I knew that God will provide a spouse, a mate for me.
我也是张大的眼在看。
And of course, I've have my eyes wide open.
那我在神面前的祈求事实上很简单。
Actually, my request to God was very simple.
我说神啊，就求你赐给我一个爱你、倾心追求你、服侍你的一个姊妹。
Just provide for me a sister that loves you and wants to serve you and seeks after you.
那世界上面有很多爱主、倾心这个倾心服侍、跟随主的女人吗？
Well, of course, there's plenty of those sisters around.
但是呢，就没有一个是神给我安排的。
But none of them were the ones prepared by God for me.
事实上，这个我更年轻的时候呢，有一个女孩子是我很心仪的。
Actually, when I was younger, there was another girl that I was interested in, admired in.
可是很有意思的是，有一次啊，我们在这个团契分享的时候。
But what's interesting is, during one of the fellowships as we were sharing.
他那一次我忘了是为什么谈到这个话题，但是呢，他就很斩钉截铁的说，我是绝对不会嫁一个牧师的。
And one time I remember during the sharing.She spoke up and said that I would never marry a pastor.
她自己是一个牧师的孩子。
And she herself was a daughter of a pastor.
那我那个时候我心里面就很清楚，虽然我说我不一定成为牧师。
But down in my heart, I was thought to myself that maybe one day, I didn't think that I would be a pastor one day.
但是我说若有一天神呼召我的话。
But however, if one day, if God calls me,
那刘长老跟我都一样，我们差不多大学时期有这样的一个心愿。
Of course, Pastor and Alex, I both had the same heart in college.
我们不是定义一定要去做牧师。
We didn't say that we were committed to become a pastor.
但是如果有一天神的呼召来临，我们愿意以一颗谦卑回应神的心态说，主啊，我愿意走这条路。
But if one day God calls me, then I will humbly.Accept that that's the calling.
我不确定我会做牧师，但是我确定我希望能够有这样的一个心意。
I'm not sure that I will be a pastor one day, but I pray that I will have that type of heart.
结果我很喜欢的这个女孩子，她因为讲了这句话，她是斩钉截铁的说，我绝对不会这个跟一个牧师结婚，所以我从来就没有跟她交往过。
But because she said that, I never dated her.
但是你们看今天
，But look at today.
Cindy 是那种打着灯笼都找不到的太太。
Cindy is one of those that,
Cindy is a type of woman, a wife that you can't even find if you were looking for her. Right? 但是为什么是这么好的太太
？But why is she such a good wife?
因为她是神所。赐给我的礼物
，because she is a gift that God has given me。
那这中间故事太多，你看现在时间到了，我没办法讲。
But there's lots of stories that I could tell, but time's almost up。
嗯，多回来听主日讲到，也许慢慢慢慢这个细节就会出现了。
But if you come back, then I may give more stories。
但是可以提到一点就是
，But one thing that I can bring up is。
神也在预备他
，because Cindy also has said that God was also preparing her.
她从小在一个基督教的这个基督徒的家庭长大
，she grew up in a Christian family.
从小就在教会里长大
，she grew up at church.
对神也有一定的认识
，and of course she knows God.
可是我们刚认识的那几年，事实上她说她自己才发现她在灵里面才开始真正的对神、对主耶稣基督。对于他跟神之间的关系开始有一个深刻并且是正确的认识。
But she admitted it's only after that we met that she started to have a better understanding of the relationship that she has with God.
我为着我当时不知道是谁的这位未来的配偶祷告。
So I was praying for a mate that I didn't know at the time.
但是我在神的面前，我愿意说，神啊，我不愿意不顺从你的心意而得到一个配偶。
But I said to God, I don't want to find a mate that is not according to your will.
所以我愿意在你的面前等待。
So I'm willing to wait.
张大的眼等待。
Open my eyes, wide open and wait.
不怕受伤的等待。
And not afraid to get hurt too. Waiting, not afraid to get hurt.
可是当神的心意成就的时候，我就看见这是神所赐给我。我说实在的，我求都没有求到这么求的这么仔细，这么好的一个女孩。
But as God prepared her, it's like a gift that's way better than what I expected.
有些事情不需要祷告，因为不重要。
Of course, there are things that you don't need to pray for because they're not important.
但是有在我的祷告当中。
But it's within my prayers.
我祷告的时候就说，如果这个女孩长头发，我喜欢长头发。
Of course, then I pray that this girl has long hair because I like long hair. But that's not important.
我认识很多短头发爱主的这个姊妹，也是我很这个敬重的。
I know a lot of sisters that have short hair.
我说神啊，我喜欢音乐，可是我不会，我不，我我我我这个音乐不是很在行。
And I said to God that I like music, but I'm not an expert in music.
如果在教会里面服侍的话，有一个会音乐的姊妹多好。
So this future mate, if she can serve in music ministry in church, wouldn't that be great?
但这个也不重要。
But of course, that's not important either.
但是Cindy 以音乐来讲，她是专家了。
But of course, Cindy, music, she's an expert in music.
我们结婚婚姻当中，就像你们的婚姻一样起起伏伏。
But of course, our marriage is just like yours. There's ups and downs.
可是我从来没有一丝一刻会怀疑到神不会祝福我们的婚姻。
But I never had a doubt that God will not bless our marriage.
每一天晚上我都在想。
Every night I would think,
神怎么会赐给我这样的一个女孩？
Why would God grant me a girl like this?
然后我还不断地发觉神在 Cindy 的身上对我自己生命这个生命和生活当中的供应是多么的无微不至。
And
I continue to discover more and more details about how the way God has prepared Cindy is so beneficial and rewarding for my own life and my own growth and to my family. 我昨天晚上才这样跟她说过。
I just said that to her yesterday, last night.
她当然就笑一笑就是了。
Well, she just smiled.
那她有时候会说我也是这样子。
And she sometimes will say, I'm the same way.
我不算什么东西。Yeah, she would say the same thing that she appreciates me, and I said, well, I have nothing to offer. 可是你就看见弟兄姐妹，这个不是只有在婚姻上面。
But you can see that this is not only within a marriage.
这个在工作的层面上面。
It's the same way at work.
这个在我们身体上面遇到疾病的时候。
Or when we're experiencing an illness.
这是当我们的家人或我们的好朋友还不信主的时候。
Or when our family and friends haven't received Christ yet.
这是当我们在生活上面、经济上面、任何的情况上面碰到我们知道我们掌控不了的情形。
Or any situation that you encounter in your life that is out of your control.
我们来到神的面前。
But when we come before God,
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
But in Jesus' name,
因为我们在他的里面是有永生的人。
Because in Jesus we have eternal life.
我们能够信靠他，我们能够不疑惑他。
We can trust in him and not have doubts.
我们开始学习，因为我们罪得赦免，我们可以将我们的心意完全的坦诚在他的面前。
And we learn that because our sins are forgiven, we can present our requests before him.
然后我们就发现，在我们掌控之外的生活上面的一切通通的是掌控在神的手中。
So then we can experience that everything that's out of our control is within His control.
然后他就将你心中所求所想的赐给你。
And then He will answer and give you everything that you ask for. Because you know him. And because he loves you. Do you want to experience that? Do you want to experience and have the promise of all of your prayers answered? Do you want to have this head knowledge be changed to a real life experience? That is God's heart. He's already answered and answered us. Let us seek after him. If we seek after him like this, then we will find him and receive him. Let us pray together.
父神，你的应许是超乎我们所求所想的。
Our dearest Heavenly Father, your promise is way above our expectations.
但是因为你爱我们，你应允我们。
But you love us and you promised us.
若我们学习信靠你。
Let us learn to trust in you.
若我们学习顺着你的心意而行。
Let us learn how to follow your will.
主，不但我们能够大胆地将我们生命中的一切交托在祷告当中。
And we can confidently present all of our requests in prayer.
我们更能够确信你听我们的祷告，并且你会成就我们的祷告。
And we can be confident that you hear us and you will answer us.
主，让我们成为这一群祷告蒙垂听的信徒。
And may we become believers that experience answered prayers.
让我们在生命和生活的层面上面能够流露出属于主耶稣基督有永生人的样式。
And in our lives, let us reflect people that have received this eternal life from you.
这是你的心意。
That is your heart.
你也必听我们的祷告。
And you will hear our prayers.
Amen.
Amen.